Welcome to Watch the Universe! Today's episode, Cobra Kai. Samantha loves Miguel, Robbie loves Samantha, and Alex and Elmer love tournaments?
Are you thinking for sex? In the male, this tract opens up near the umbilical cord. So I think ours is female.
I concur.
Thanks for, helping me out, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you would have found another group.
I meant with the fight?
Oh. Yeah, someone had to take care of those assholes.
But nobody else did.
Let's talk about Samantha. She's probably one of the other major characters in this. Maybe in season 2 and 3, she's a bigger character. Mm-hmm. But she's the daughter. She's, I think, like, initially billed as this, as like the girl, the damsel, right? Like, she's not really a thing.
The love interest.
But yeah, no, like, I thought she was okay. Like, you know, she I was like, what are they gonna do with her? She tried to get with the popular white girls. And you don't really see her trying to win them over. She's just hung out with them. And
from the beginning, yeah.
Right. Like, they had mentioned prior to episode 1, I guess, that, like, retrospectively, she tried to be one of the rich white girls. Because she is a rich white girl.
Yeah.
So she's trying to hang around her crew.
Her original friend was Aisha, though, the fat girl.
Right, because they're both kind of nerds.
But then she wasn't cool enough, so she tried hanging out with the cool girls.
Right. Until they, like, you know, they were too. They were also cruel girls.
They were.
You see what I did there?
Yeah. They were means.
Yeah, indeed.
She is a damsel in distress, but they low-key make her possibly the best martial artist out of everybody because they hint that she's had years of training under Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she's around the bully, when the bully tried molesting her, she used her martial arts subtly to get away from him and push him on his ass.
Yes.
And that kind of hints at something.
Also, once again, like going back to the date, she was critical and she was kind of like playfully teasing Miguel about like, your stance is imperfect, you know, this, this, and that. She did do a move that he never saw before and got him on his ass.
Yeah, and she initiated the kiss in like kind of an alpha way. Like she mounted Miguel.
Oh, yeah. So this is peak character Miguel. Samantha, you're right. I didn't even catch that. Samantha might be mysteriously billed.
But yeah, let's talk about who else do you want to talk about?
Robbie.
Yes, that's a major character.
My fiance is in love with the guy. Robbie, Robbie's a hunk. Like, I think everyone looks like regular people. And, like, you know, Miguel's not he's like a normal looking guy, decent looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Samantha, decent looking, like girl, right?
Yeah. They're all attractive people, but this guy looks like.
He looks like a model.
Yeah. He's got long hair. He's hunkish.
Yeah. He's a bad boy. And well, the most important thing, he's Johnny's estranged son.
Yes.
Yeah. His name is Robbie Keane after his mother.
Yeah, and he kind of hangs out with, like...
Ne'er-do-wells?
Yeah, like, other degenerates.
Yeah.
Bad boy types.
He's got, like, 90s hair. Like, I don't see people with that hair. I mean, maybe people who have that hair now, I don't know.
What's funny is that, like, if you just saw the cast, you would assume he's going to be the main character.
Oh, yeah.
And he's kind of, like, in and out of the show.
Yeah. I love his character, though. He's this, like, directionless bad boy who, like, yeah, he hangs... He's, like, he's got a lot of potential. He's, like... what I would assume is he's almost like a character in a different show, right? Mm-hmm. Like in that, like you would figure he'd be like the main character to some like.
I would say if this show took place 20 years ago, he'd be the main character.
Yeah,
because you would need the good-looking white guy to be the main character.
No, but he's also like a love interest for like a female-led I wouldn't say maybe not soap opera. I'm trying to figure out the word.
Like he looks like he could be like thing. In a CW
well, no, like
teenage
he's,
drama.
It's almost like he's written by a woman. He is this like handsome bad boy who falls in around the town, but he has potential and women love that.
Yeah.
Like a bad boy who has potential, who like doesn't get along with people, but he's like sweet and loyal to the people who like treat him nice. But yeah, so like obviously he has like a complicated relationship. And I would argue, like, his character arc is my favorite in the first season.
You could say he has, like, no relationship with his father.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He just despises him because he wasn't there for him since day one.
His mother's like a dumb slut.
Okay, shh. Be quiet.
You be quiet.
You be quiet.
You be quiet.
Okay, boss man. I like how you take charge.
Okay. Got to be an alpha to work at TBS Biz Affairs, right?
Yeah, you do. Be quiet. My son is sleeping. Okay.
Basically, yeah, yeah. She just hooks up with just other guy, leaving him alone, really, for most of his life.
Yeah.
And but he does stick up for her. He does, like, have a loyalty to her, which my fiance was, like, actually, like, you know, she felt bad for him. She felt really moved by him. So, yeah, so here's this troubled child who doesn't really have, like, a paternal figure or any really parental figure in his thing. So that sets him up to you know, with Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, his character arc of, like, and even how he got to Danny was just booked so well.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, they're like, oh, you know, and that's the beauty of it, because they set up characters who, like, you root for both characters, and you don't want them to hate each other, but this is martial arts. This is a one-on-one fight, like, that, like they're characters that you don't necessarily want to see fight each other, but, like, they do put, or like, you would think, like, oh, how are they going to make these characters clash? And they do a good job. Even it's simple. They don't make it too contrived. It's just like, oh, let's make it a quick misunderstanding, like a drama misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And let's get it on.
And yeah, so to get back at his father, he wants to be trained by Daniel LaRusso.
Right. So
who's just getting back into karate.
Right. Remember the intro character to this character is we see him, like, pretend to be like an employee at some computer hardware store just to rob this guy of his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever, he's robbing, like, some rich guy, and he makes up terms that he doesn't understand, so he's, like, he's a proficient con man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that's how he's going to get in with Daniel, is that he's going to pretend to be an employee of LaRusso Auto. And, yeah, he becomes, like, a whipping boy to Louis, Daniel's super Italian cousin that he hired because of nepotism.
Yeah, his goofy idiot cousin.
Yeah, who's a jerk. And, yeah, we mentioned this before, but we both... We don't like the little his son, but we hate Louis, right? Like,
because Louis is kind of like Johnny Lawrence, but yeah. Johnny Lawrence without a backbone.
He's almost like Johnny Lawrence's, yeah, right, without a backbone. But yeah, he's almost like a, he's just like a, like one of the bullies' enforcers, like the dumb enforcers.
Like, he's a guy that likes calling other people pussies probably on a daily basis, but he's a pussy.
Yeah, but he's a pussy.
Yeah,
right.
And what's more unlikable than that?
But yeah, so anyways, like Robbie, I love Robbie, like in a similar way to Miguel and Johnny, I love Robbie and Daniel. I love Daniel, like Daniel being this mentor, you know, like figure to this troubled kid. It's great. It's great booking because he was like a nerdy kid who wasn't really like a nerdy, like dorkly kid. And, you know, this guy is immediately like way more proficient than Daniel ever was, like when he was younger.
Right.
But like, but he's receptive to Daniel's, like, you know, calm down. You know, he's like this kid who's just always angry and emotional and like lonely.
Yeah.
And like he, like, you know, all of his, like, the kata he's entranced with, like, it's a wonderful story. Like the throughway between the
two. And it is the reverse of the Karate Kid, where Miyagi's getting Johnny Lawrence.
Yeah. No, it's great, and I'm totally rooting for those two. Right. Like, I'm rooting for Robbie to, and Robbie's getting his father figure through Daniel in the same way that Daniel got a father figure. His, like, you know, they both have, like, didn't have a father figure through Mr. Miyagi. And then, like, but once again too, like, the dramatic tension undercutting that, I mean, not undercutting, but it's underlying it, is that, like, you know, his intentions are initially were just to fuck over his dad. Mm-hmm. But like he genuinely is buying into the Miyagi-Do, like his, like, you know, like the meditation, the
he's
the
somebody thing. Who needs the balance.
Yeah, he needs that balance, and like he like the line starts fading, and he's just like, I'm, you know, like, this guy's, I never had a father figure. This guy's like kind to me and like nurturing, giving me like stuff that I never had, and it's great. And then like ultimately, what's gonna, you know, like, you know, when you're watching this point, you're like, what's gonna happen when the truth is revealed? That's, yeah, like, you know, once again, that's good drama. That's good booking. That's, mm-hmm, good storytelling.
You know, it's floating in the background.
Right.
And then that same episode where Johnny and Danny bond, they go to a bar together. That same episode ends with him finding out that Danny's training his son.
Hey, Robbie.
Mr. LaRusso, I really need to talk to you about something.
What the hell? What's going on?
Oh, hey, Johnny, I forgot to tell you, you're not the only one around here with a student. I have a student of my own. hell's wrong with you?
The hell's wrong with you, man?
Hey, Dad, back off!
Dad?
If you want to fight him, you'll have to fight me first.
You gotta be kidding me. Mr. Russo, I was gonna tell you.
Was this all just a con? Some kind of sick mind game you tried to pull off on me?
No, it wasn't like that.
You lied to me.
Please.
Get out
please,
now and don't come back to this house, not to the dealership, not ever. You got that? Ever again.
So I'm sorry.
It was tragic. Once again, it was tragic, though, that like...
For Robbie.
For all of them. Because like Johnny and Daniel were really like making... like they were... on the path to putting this like just stupid boy rivalry aside and becoming like friends, really.
Yeah.
That could help each other. And then like, yeah, like just a misunderstanding and just.
But I would say pretty traumatic for Robbie because you get to see both the father figures meeting each other. They're both drunk as hell.
I didn't really catch that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
They're drunk as hell. Johnny pushes Danny into Danny's trophies, breaking one of the trophies.
Yeah.
And then when Johnny confronts Danny acts like he doesn't know because he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And then Danny then kicks out and fires Robbie at the same time. Like, don't ever come to this house again. I'm not training you anymore. And don't even come to the car dealership anymore.
Yeah.
So this kid lost both his fathers in like one random night.
Yeah.
And then you think they kind of, I wouldn't say they wrote him off the story, but you knew like, okay, that's Robbie's kind of done here.
Yeah.
But I guess we might as well go into the, let's talk about Hawk.
Let's
before
talk
we go
about
into,
Hawk.
Yeah.
Because like we're bringing the conversation back to toxic masculinity.
Okay.
And Hawk's character arc is wonderful, and I never expected it to go where it was going throughout its entirety. I thought he was just a throwaway, really. Mm-hmm. Like when I first saw him. All right, so like obviously he's one of the two nerds that Miguel sits with in the beginning, right? He has an immediate like cleft lip, right? And clearly he's got issues with it and how it draws attention that he doesn't want.
Yeah.
It makes him self-conscious.
He always seems anxious because of it.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel anxious. You feel really bad for him.
He didn't have like any like a lot of spoken line dialogues. And it was mainly Dimitri who was like a talkative, like snarky guy.
And if I remember right, he was like stuttering in the beginning of the show.
Hawk?
Hawk, yeah.
So yeah, he was Eli. He was this quiet kid. He joins Cobra Kai. And off the bat, I was uncomfortable when Johnny just like
he's making fun of everybody,
he goes around like a just alpha bully, just putting people down.
He's mentally abusing his
mental abusing is right on the money.
Yeah.
Lip, look, even Lip's tougher than those guys. He's no quitter.
Could you please not call me that?
Excuse me, what?
I said, could you please not call me that?
I'll warm him up, Sensei.
No. Lip has something he wants to say. Sorry, speak up, Lip. Or is your tongue messed up too? Are you one of those challenged kids?
Well, the doctor said I could be on the spectrum.
I don't know what that is, but get off it pronto, all right? If you don't want me to call you Lip, then don't have a weird lip. Can't you get surgery for that?
I was born with a cleft lip. This is the scar from the surgery.
You mean it was worse before that? Or did the doctor just screw? Because if this is the after photo, then that sucks, man. You should sue.
Can we just please change the topic?
You don't think I want to? It's tough when it's right in front of me. If you want to be something other than a nerd with a scar on his lip, then you got to flip the script, okay? Like get a face tattoo or gouge your eye out. We'll call you Patch, all right? No, don't do that. You'll still look like a freak. Oh, great. Really? Another quitter?
And obviously he singles out, like, this kid. And Miguel's not like, you know, come on. like no one's, like, back in, like, behind him with this. And he said, like, one of the lines was, like, do something about that lip, like gouge your eye out or something. Like,
yeah, like, do something like, to distract from that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, flip the script, get it. And then, like, obviously the kid breaks down and, like, runs away.
He can't take the pressure, so he runs out of the dojo.
And then like, at that point, it's like, dude, like, you know, Johnny, you were wrong, right?
Yeah,
you
took it too far. Like,
you took it too
up.
Far. Like, there was, he went right to doing the worst thing. And, but then, yeah, like, you see him come back.
Yeah.
Hawk, like you know, most of the people didn't come, like a good chunk of the people who were there didn't come back. And then then he's like, good, those people were pussies. You guys came back. You guys are, you know, the real deal.
Mm.
And then he came back I didn't recognize him when he came back initially.
For a good second, you don't recognize him.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. Like, it certainly, because like his defining feature was he was like a plain white dude with a cleft lip. And obviously, yeah, when this guy came in with a, was it a blue mohawk?
Yeah.
He comes in a blue mohawk. I completely didn't recognize the cleft lip. And, you know, like people didn't, some people were like, oh, Eli, whatever. And he's just like, no, it's Hawk. I'm flipping the script.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is that I like and don't like Hawk at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you almost feel bad for him because he's almost like a phony wearing this. He's pretty much embraced the toxic masculinity from the bully. And in this sense, the bully is his sensei.
Yeah. In the beginning, I liked it, though. Like, I liked that no one told him to do that. He made the decision to, like, you know, take focus away from the cleft lip and like and become this different guy. And in the beginning, he was just like, you know, he built this persona of how he perceived an alpha was.
Yeah.
And you're right, it is phony, but I thought I thought he was just gonna get shit for it. I thought one of two things was gonna happen. He was gonna get shit for it, like he's just like, you're not, this isn't you, and he was gonna get the shit kicked out of him.
Right.
Or either shit kicked out of him or be humbled, or it would work.
Yeah. And another thing I don't like about it is because, again, I'm a stickler sometimes for this shit, and I shouldn't be, is that, because you changed your mentality doesn't mean you're actually a tough guy now.
Yeah.
And you're stronger.
Right.
And in this case, he did become mad strong. Like, yeah, he looked fit and everything, too. But again, this is a world where, I guess, not just karate. Once you learn some karate, you gain a superpower.
Yeah.
If you have confidence, you also gain another superpower. Yep. So I have to accept that. But that's why I have a struggle with him. I like and don't like him.
Cobra Kai is about strength. If you're not strong on the inside, you can't be strong on the outside. And right now, you're all weak. I used to be the weirdo kid. I'm not that weird. I still hooked up with babes and all, but the point is, I wasn't always the badass sensei I am today. Just like a cobra, I had to shed my loser skin to find my true power. And you guys will too. Welcome to Cobra Kai.
Eli, what happened? I'm flipping the script.
Wait, you the kid with the lip? Nice cut, bro. You see that? Doesn't matter if you're a loser or a nerd or a freak. All that matters is that you become badass. Fuck.
Also, it's one of those things where, like, they're glorifying bullying because, in this case, bullying worked.
Yeah.
It worked because he changed his attitude and now he's a confident young Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah. He became this persona that he developed.
Yeah, he's a personality now.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah, like it was cool. But that's the thing. I like that he, like, you know, like he had confidence that he didn't have at the party.
He was making out with one of the hot girls.
Yeah, he made out with the hot, like, whatever girl. The
one that
bully.
Turned to a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. And, he was just like, yeah, see, it works.
And it did. Yeah, good for you, Hawk.
Yeah, the other guy, Dimitri, he quit. He was like,
yeah, he sucked. I don't like him either.
But Hawk, right? So he starts off, you know, it works for them to a point, right? Like, it's for the most of it, really. Like, this persona, but he's the embodiment of the creed, right?
Yep.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Yeah, he's embraced Cobra Kai.
Right. And, like ultimately, once again, to its detriment. And he, like, also, like, but in the beginning, once again, I thought it was harmless. I thought he was like, oh, he's not a physical specimen. He's not, like, a bully yet at this point. He's just a confident, he was a nerd who became confident, cool. And, like, things are going good for him. And I was like, oh, man, cringy funny. He's got a blue mohawk. Oh, man, cringy funny. He's got a tattoo of a hawk.
A
oh, cringy
one.
Funny. He's calling himself Hawk. Oh, yay. I'm rooting for him. He got the girl. Cool. And then, like, he starts becoming just, like, this goofy alpha, which is like, all right, this is kind of uncomfortable. And it reaches its peak at the tournament, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, I think we only have one thing more to talk about before we hit the tournament, and that is the love triangle. So this one, I think, is the most emotionally invested I got in the show, this part.
The love triangle?
Yeah. Because I felt it. I felt my own teenage insecurities popping out when I saw Miguel. So Samantha is now officially dating Miguel.
Yep.
But she's hiding it from her father, Danny, because Danny wants her to have nothing to do with Cobra Kai.
Right.
Because they're all bad and they're evil. And Miguel's literally the best student of Cobra Kai.
He's the main student, yeah. Yeah. First and main, yeah. But also her best friend is too.
True.
But yeah, so whatever. She's keeping her relationship with him secret.
And Miguel, I guess you could take that anyway. I thought they might have turned it racial. The Miguel thought, like, what, it's because I'm Spanish?
Yeah.
But that was me projecting. Because I've been in a similar situation where, like, I've had a girlfriend kind of hide stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, because her parents weren't that happy. They were dating, their daughter was dating an Hispanic guy. So I thought, oh, is that going to turn into that? But whatever. Already, I'm feeling emotions. I'm feeling like a past come up. Like, so I felt for him.
It's dredging up stuff.
Yeah, I felt for him. And then when he actually comes to the house, and because Robbie's now Danny's student.
I think it might have been Hawk unintentionally, or even Aisha mentioning that, you know, she's a rich white girl.
Okay.
And Miguel is a poor Hispanic boy.
Yeah, but it never actually becomes that.
Yeah.
It really just becomes that Danny is training Robbie. So Robbie's invited to the dinners.
Yes.
And Robbie is sitting next to Samantha, having a good time. They're laughing. Miguel's, I think, goes over to the place because he wants to be a Cobra Kai. He wants to take initiative and meet the parents.
Right.
And he sees this instead.
I'm Mr. LaRusso. I'm Miguel. I'm Mr. LaRusso. I'm Miguel. I'm Sam's boyfriend.
You had to have fallen off more than once.
I slipped once, but, you know, I caught myself and climbed back up, so that doesn't count.
No, that totally counts as falling.
You had to tell him about the handstand. No, you didn't. I almost did it this time. I got this close.
He sees his girl hanging out with some hunk at her family dinner when he's not allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And I fell for, I'm like, oh, that bitch. Even though I knew she was right. Like,
yeah,
she,
I was gonna
nothing
say,
was wrong. Yeah. But I felt his anger and I was like, oh, he's going to be so pissed. And he was, because after that, he changes.
So what'd you do last night?
Just a family dinner.
I'd like to meet them sometime. I've never been to your house.
Well, I've never been to your house either.
You're more than welcome to come whenever you want to come. My mom would love to meet you. Or I can come to your house, meet your mom, your dad.
You know, tonight's just really not a good night. But we should totally hit up Ventura. Two shakes at Salt and Straw and me.
Yeah. I should go train. Maybe another time.
And after he saw that, he's like, well, that night's canceled. I'm going to this party and drinking.
And he drank a lot.
He drank so many beers.
Which I think we've all been there, too. So now he's drunk and mad.
Yep.
And who comes to the party is his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But with fucking Robbie, Elmer. What the fuck?
Well, another thing. Well, okay, but here's another through point. Another, because it wasn't just one, like, dramatic tension to lead to that, to just jostle that relationship. There was, I forget why, you might remember, Amanda's your boo. No, so Samantha got in trouble with her mom, Amanda, because, I forget why, but she had her phone taken away.
Yeah.
So, like, the only method of contact was removed, and Miguel was trying to contact her all day about, like, you know, going to this party, but even, like, hey, can I just come over? Like, I want to meet your parents and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, no, I don't know. And then, like, she just didn't talk to him for the day. So, now, you know, once again, I've been there. And, like, obviously as an adult, it's like, whatever. But when you're a kid, when you're a teenager, like, you know, and you're
That's your
waiting,
whole life. Yeah, it's your girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're waiting for a response that you're not getting. The hormones and your mind just play tricks on you. And you're
also, at that point, is he not aware of Robbie also?
No, he doesn't know about
He's Robbie. Not aware yet. Okay.
No, not at all. So he's, you know, the last thing he was just
so that
like,
clicks when he sees Robbie.
Right. Yeah. So like, so she gets her phone taken away and she can't contact him to be like, you know, I don't, you know, this is a misunderstanding. And then, Yeah, so she goes to the party, and she's bringing Robbie because he's of age.
Yeah, something subtle that they do is like they're holding hands. I saw them holding hands in a distance, and I was getting pissed for Miguel. I'm like,
well, no, because they were going down a hill.
Exactly.
Right.
But Miguel doesn't know that because he's drunk and he's seeing it from afar. Again, yeah, misunderstanding. She even has dialogue going down the hill going like, oh, it's slippier than I thought or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to be holding hands. But then, yeah, it just brings you back to being a little dumb boy and you thinking like, shouldn't she know that if she's caught holding hands with a boy? And it's like, that's not her fault.
Yeah. And even, but once again, too, and another thing, too, I'll defend Miguel is that he's drunk. Maybe if they hashed it out, if he was sober, they might have been able to avoid any kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they go at it a little bit. And at this point, Robbie's kind of a little bit, like, attracted to Samantha. I mean, he gets kind of like, you know, there was a little bit of a spark between the two. And then like, she was like, oh, let's go to my, let's go to this party with my boyfriend. Yeah. And he's like, oh, all right.
Okay. I didn't catch that. I wasn't really aware if he was.
Yeah, yeah, no, he was
hinting that he liked her.
No, in the beginning, yeah. And then when he finds out like, oh, you have a boyfriend? Oh, okay. So he was like kind of bummed of the revelation.
Yeah.
But he's like, all right, whatever.
I knew he was attracted to her because the first time he bumps into her, she's like in a bikini.
Yeah.
So yeah. There is the attraction, but then yeah, Miguel tries to go at it with him. He gets aggressive and
Miguel accidentally punches Samantha.
I didn't like that part.
What do you mean?
That he hit his girl.
He was drunk, but like,
I know, but I just didn't like it.
Like it because at that point you had an emotional through line through Miguel.
Yeah, I was feeling for Miguel.
But you got to get out of that, bro. For this, like I thought it was great. I thought it was great because it shows. It once again, it shows the negative consequences of toxic masculinity.
Hey.
Who's this guy?
Wait,
this is your boyfriend?
Yeah, Miguel, relax. This is Robbie. He works with my dad.
Oh, with your dad. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
What is this supposed to mean? Wait, have you been drinking?
No. You don't get to turn this on me. I texted and called you all day. And you couldn't answer me back once?
No, I literally couldn't. Oh. My mom took my phone.
Oh, that's so convenient.
Hey man.
And it's like, you get out of here.
Go, stop it.
Hey, man, you want to try that again?
Try it again, huh?
Don't.
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry.
Asshole. What the hell was that? I was right about Cobra Kai. Good luck at the tournament. I won't be there.
Sam. Sam, wait.
He like us, felt terrible, right? Like, oh no, like he, you know, we like Miguel. We don't want him to do something like that. He didn't mean, and
he was trying to hit Robbie.
Right. He wasn't, which is still wrong, but the unintended consequences is he hurt someone he cared about, obviously, mm-hmm. like the person he cared about. And that just, that forever fucked up their relationship.
Yeah, they're done. They're not going out anymore.
Yeah, so like, yeah, she breaks up with him and
leaves with Robbie.
Yeah, so like, what does he have left to do? He's got to just throw himself into this tournament.
Yes.
So yeah, but I don't necessarily think it was just a 180 turn. Like he's just like he's just a heel. Like everything's just like, I thought it was great booking to why he is where he is now, Miguel.
So now we go to the tournament, the fun part.
You've trained hard. You've gotten stronger, tougher, faster. You've done your best. You're ready for this tournament, am I right?
Yes, Sensei!
Wrong! Your best ain't shit. If you want to win the All Valley Under 18 Karate Tournament, you got to get me better than your best. Which is why from now on, you're going to get my worst. Do you understand?
Yes, Sensei!
Are you losers?
No, Sensei!
Are you nerds?
No, Sensei!
Are you sure?
No, Sensei!
Tournaments are awesome. When done right.
I love it. Yeah.
When done right, tournaments are so fucking cool.
You love it even when it's not done that particularly well as well.
I watch anything with tournaments.
Same here. It's just it's
the World Cup, the playoffs, of anything. Yeah. It's just so cool to get invested in something, all these storylines.
Something about brackets.
Something about brackets. Because here's the thing, Elmer. When you enter a tournament, the best usually always wins. And even if the best doesn't win, it doesn't matter. You know how hard a tournament is?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Whoever the best is that day wins.
Yeah.
And there's something just cool about that.
Yeah. Like, but the drama of who are they going to get matched up with?
Right. in one-on-one competition, especially like in combat sports,
yeah,
it's the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Depends what bracket you have, what pathway you have. Some people have it easy, some people have it hard. But it doesn't matter. At the end, you have to win. You have to win like a couple matches in a row, get to the finals, and win.
Where's this guy that I've been, you know, that like, where's this guy that I want to fight or I don't want to fight? You know, like, oh, shoot, a matchup with him early or late. It's great. The drama, we love it.
And tournaments in real life can be unforgiving.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great for a story.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you could book everything perfectly. You can give out power levels because obviously the deeper you go in the tournament, that means you're better.
Yeah.
And in a story, that means you are better and greater than the people who get knocked off of the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And this story, I mean, I was surprised that the tournament was all one episode.
Yes.
But they do it good. They do it like 80s montage.
Yeah. Like this is, but this is a climax that like a lot of separate storylines were leading towards.
So you find out it's Cobra Kai.
I don't even remember the name of the blue.
The blue team had a very loud coach, had a very loud karate mom.
Yeah. She wasn't even the coach. She was just a fan.
Okay.
She was like, that was her son.
Because she even had a gi on.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
didn't know that. But her son is the last year's champion. Robbie has entered, but under his own, which I don't even get how you could enter that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that means you could just enter a karate tournament if you want to.
With no dojo.
No dojo, no master. And this is like, he's been training for maybe weeks at this point.
Yeah, with Daniel.
But he shows up in like traditional karate gi.
Where do you get that gi?
Right. But I liked it because like everyone had a color. It was like black and gold of Cobra Kai, blue from the other teams. And this guy just came in a plain white gi.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's alone.
I'm going to go and say that it doesn't matter how he got there, but it's great that he's there. Remember, at this point, his like relationship with Danny is still like, I think like, you know, Amanda was trying to tell Daniel, like, you know, come on. Like he didn't know. You know, like, you had a real thing with him.
Thing is, though, I hated Robbie going into this tournament.
Did you?
And when he... Hell yeah, man. I'm pro Miguel at this point. I want Miguel to fucking win
Robbie,
this shit.
But you know
fuck
that,
Robbie.
You know that Robbie
stay
wasn't doing anything bad.
Stay away from my girl, bro. Stay away. That's his girl.
He wasn't trying to do anything to her, though.
How dare he?
He didn't do anything.
I know. I see his eyes. I don't trust him.
He's got hunk eyes.
But then he won me over because it's like, damn, the balls to enter a karate tournament on your own. It was cool. I'm like, all right, now I hope Robbie makes it deep.
All right. So, like, yeah, the spot with Aisha, she
gets
wins
eliminated.
One,
she wins eliminated. One, gets eliminated.
And then, like, she leaves upset, you know, because she leaves upset at herself. And even, like, you know, even though Johnny tried to consult her, she's still, like, you know.
Also, she wouldn't shake hands with the person that beat her.
Yeah.
Very Cobra Kai.
Yeah, very Cobra Kai. And then, but have Samantha and her heal, like, mend their friendship.
Yeah.
You know, off.
She compliments her cool looking gi, which, you know, she's a big girl. She's looking pretty awesome in that gi.
Yeah.
And I guess they become friends again.
Yes.
Does Robbie have a memorable fight to get into the semis?
Yeah, he fought a guy and, like, I forgot what the story was, but he did fight a guy and, you know, Daniel's just like, he's like side coaching, like, and like he's got complicated emotions toward Robbie.
Yeah. Danny wants to coach, but he keeps it in, but he's obviously cheering for Robbie.
Betrayed. And then like, Amanda's like, aren't you going to root for your student? Like that's your student, buddy. So yeah, he doesn't know where he's at. And then, Hawk is doing great. Like Hawk, Aisha and Miguel are the three main like senior members of his Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they're proficient.
Yes,
we didn't really talk about Miguel's mom.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned her before. She's from Ecuador, right? Like, she had a bad relationship with the guy, fled to America, and like, you know, what is she like? She's like a nurse or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But she hates violence. She was opposed to him joining. You know, like learning violence and like. There might be something with like her and Johnny,
possibly,
maybe, but she shows up at the tournament. She's cheering on and Yaya.
She comes with Yaya. Oh, I want to bring this up.
Okay,
Yaya claims, and this is like, Yaya, you already won the crowd over. You're the cool badass grandma.
Yeah, my fiance loves her.
But she claims that she smoked a joint before.
Yeah.
Going in there.
I forgot about that.
And I'm like, that's really cool. Well, I don't know who's Yaya smokes a joint and says that shit out loud. Yaya's beat your ass for smoking a joint.
Yeah.
I think that was just a little like trying to make her more cool than she has to be thing, where it's like, what? Well, Yaya smokes a joint.
My fiance, when we watched that, she was just like, oh my God.
Exactly.
And she's like, why is she saying that? And I don't know.
Very not Yaya. That's all I'm saying. But whatever. It's funny for the show.
It's still cool. I liked it.
Right.
You're right. I didn't need it. You're right. I already won her. She already won me over, but.
Yeah, she's pro the violence.
Yeah, but she's also pro weed.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. Yeah. Pro Yaya.
Pro Yaya.
So but now we're in the semifinals.
Yes.
So we watched all the cool people win. And entering the semifinals is Hawk from Cobra Kai, mm-hmm. Miguel from Cobra Kai, Robbie from.
No Dojo, unaffiliated.
Yeah, unaffiliated. And then the last year's winner, who's a guy in a blue gi.
Yeah, like Xander something, whatever.
Xander.
Yeah.
Is his name, yes. And yes, there's a part where when they're all being introduced, Xander does like a crazy cool flip.
Yeah.
And then
just steals the mic from the
steals
announcer.
The mic, and I'm like, oh, he's going to drop a promo. Because you don't really know anything about this guy.
Yeah.
They just introduced him as the champion now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like what kind of promo is he going to cut? And
is he going to be Matt Alpha? Is he going to be a bully? Like his mom's like a crazy
cuts
fan.
An SJW promo, which I love.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing I like about SJWs. You can make such a cool heel out of them. Because
I didn't expect them to go that way either.
No. Like I'm going to bring this to wrestling. There's a character called Daniel Bryan. And I don't know if you ever heard when he turned heel. Mm-hmm. And he had this, he wasn't an SJW, but he was like a pro the world, pro not eating meat, but he made you feel bad for it. So he would cut promos like
he would shame people.
Yeah, like look at you all sitting here eating your $10 hot dogs that are like processed and filled with animal cruelty. And why are you doing this? It's like I don't want to be your. And he was like the world champion. He's like I don't want to be your champion, and because he was that crazy, and he was like I'm not your champion. I don't want to be your world champion. I'm the planet's champion.
Oh, geez.
And why can't all of you be better like me? And it's just a perfect bad guy who praises being good, but he's actually a bad. And that's what this kid is. He's just like a snobby. And I guess you don't know that about this kid. This kid isn't doing a strong Daniel Bryan promo, but he's just making this like, it's a violent tournament about karate, and he's like, let's not forget about there's too much hatred in the world, and can we have world peace?
Let's not forget that.
And then Johnny's like, kick this pussy's ass.
Yeah. No, he was well booked. I'm going to be honest. I liked him. I didn't get that out of it. I thought he was genuine.
And as I look around this arena, I pray for every race, religion, and gender that we can all live together in peace. Please join me in a moment of silence as we strive to end intolerance in our time.
Kick that pansy bitch in the face.
Well, like, here's the thing. You never know.
Right. No, but I
so
like that.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I took it one way. You took it the other way. And we both might be right. Like, one of us is right or we're both right. We don't know, and it's great. We both loved it for different reasons.
Also, it's very today. That's something like some corny karate guy would say at like a tournament right now. It's like, let's not think about the violence. And it's like,
the champion.
Dude, you're at a karate semifinals. Like, you're going to kick some guy in the face and make his nose bleed.
He's a champion.
He's a champion. Yeah.
You got to listen to him.
But yeah,
he's a favorite.
Yeah, and it just gave him character to go into the semifinals. So he's not just the bland champion.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets matched up with Miguel in the semifinals. So it's like, cool Miguel spot. He's got to fight the former champion, and he's one of those flipping characters that are doing flip kicks and shit like that.
Yep.
And Miguel just beats him. Miguel
beats him clean.
Yeah, beats him clean. It's like 2-2. It's cool because it's
close. Like it wasn't like he just destroyed him. Like they were
going back and forth.
Yeah, it was great.
And they still go by the 3-point rule. So it's like whoever lands 3 hits first wins it. Miguel beats him in a cool fashion.
Yep.
He's very impressive. Yep. And then on the other end, it's Robbie versus Hawk.
Yep.
And again, like I don't like Hawk that much. And I don't like Robbie that much either at this point.
Come on, guys.
But I'm voting for Robbie because it's the tournament, and I want to see the best finals. So it has to be Robbie. It can't be Cobra Kai versus Cobra Kai in the finals.
I wouldn't have minded seeing that, to be honest. You're right. Like I booking wise, it had to be that way. But if they did want to subvert my expectations, and it was like, oh snap, it's Hawk and Miguel.
If that would happen, they would have to be in the semifinals because you're taking away booking wise, you're taking away something extra from the finals.
No,
Cobra Kai wins already.
Look, like the way it turned out was how it should have turned out.
Right.
And you're right. But I'm saying, but I was saying that if they did do it that way, where Hawk just beats him through disqualification, whatever, being dirty, whatever, and it was, and the finals was Hawk Cobra Kai against Miguel Cobra Kai, I kind of still would have been like, this is kind of,
it would have become cool. A different story, but yes, yeah, I could see that happening.
Right, I'm happy with, you know, we love tournaments.
So Robbie and Hawk take each other on, and Robbie gets injured.
Yeah, he doesn't do bad. He gets injured. Hawk doesn't do bad either, but
Hawk's just mad aggressive.
Yeah, and then on the verge of defeat, or does he get beat? And then I forget
what happens is, I think Hawk is down a point.
Yeah,
and then when Robbie's turning around to walk back to his position to start, Hawk then decides to do an illegal hit.
He just kicks him in the
back. Just kicks him in the back, but like in the shoulder, and pops out Robbie's shoulder.
Oh God, yeah.
Automatically gets disqualified.
Yeah.
I think he was down like 2-1 or something like that.
Yeah. And then like, you know, Johnny's like horrible. Like, what? I didn't tell you. Like, you know, like.
Yes.
Like, that's wrong. Like, and he's like, but then like, this is where everything he's preaching gets put back in his face, because he was like, no mercy, remember?
I haven't taught you the third rule of Cobra Kai. No mercy. The older you get, the more you're going to learn that life isn't fair. You wake up one morning feeling great, and then life throws a spinning heel kick to your balls. It takes a big steaming shit in your mouth. Just when you think things are going good, everything falls apart. That's how it goes. Life shows no mercy, so neither do we. We do whatever it takes to keep our heads above water. We do whatever it takes to keep moving forward. We do whatever it takes to win. Remember who you are. You're badass. You don't give a shit. Kick ass. You're Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai! Yeah! All right, guys, let's get down there and kick the shit out of everybody. Yeah!
And, like, I never thought they were going to take him that far, like a Hawk. So, like, that's part of my intrigue about this character that I was invested in. He was, like, he went from a frail bullied kid to the bully.
Yeah. Also, like, damn, like, you're going to get Cobra Kai fucking banned again, dude. Chill the fuck out. You crazy? You just got there.
But he's a bully. He's the bully. He's the bad guy now.
Yeah. But now we have the final.
And, like, he looks like a bad guy. I never, even though it was obvious in retrospect, I didn't see it coming that way.
No.
He's like the blue-haired, like, mohawk. He's like an anime bad guy.
I liked after one of his first wins, he started, like, doing, like, shoulder blade gyrations and making his hawk dance in his back.
Yeah, he opened his shirt, and his girl's loving it.
Also, there's a sound effect whenever he's around or lands a strike. It's like a shrieking sound effect of a hawk in the background always happening.
Which I love. I do love Birds of Prey. But anyway, so at this point, like, obviously Danny puts aside his, like, hatred to just go check on this, like, student that, like, his
before the finals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, sees him. I think, like, there was, like, a red herring that he's going to do the same technique that Miyagi did to, like,
yes, which I kind of forgot about.
Yeah. I forgot about it too, until he like rubbed his hand together the same way. And then he's just like, nurse, where's the nurse?
Yeah. And what happened in the movie? Does Miyagi heal him?
He just makes it so he doesn't feel pain for a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know how. I forget. Chi things, whatever.
It wasn't like powers. The magic juice from the magic water from Space Jam, right? Where it was just like.
It was in a sense that it was a Deus Ex Machina that, like, gave him what he needed.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, but, like, so they ice it or whatever. I guess pop back in place and ice it just to fight for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm.
But you know he's wounded because the medic who pops the shoulder back in goes, okay, it's going to take you a few weeks to heal this. And Danny's like, you don't have to go through with this. And he's like, I'm going to fight him eventually. So. Might as well be now.
Yeah.
I don't really get the logic of that, but fuck it. We're in a tournament.
Yeah, we love it.
Let's fucking fight.
Yeah, because, like, in the beginning, because, once again, this, now it's like it's an official mirror of Daniel's tournament run in the original Karate Kid, in that, like, he was injured by a Cobra Kai before fighting in the finals.
And an illegal move to get him hurt.
Right. And Miyagi, Mr. Miyagi was like, you don't have to continue. He's like, stop. And he's like, no, I got it. These guys are going to bully me if I quit. If I quit now, they're never going to stop. So, like, you know, whatever. Whatever. They got to do it.
Yeah. And I do want to bring up one thing before we get into these finals.
Okay.
So Miguel's first fight, I just remember this now.
Yeah.
Johnny Lawrence looks into the audience. He's Danny there. And he whispers something to Miguel. And I guess Danny might be thinking, like, is he telling him to do something dirty or something, like, bullyish? But instead, he has Miguel make his first point be a crane kick.
The crane kick.
And I loved it because he made the crane kick look way cooler than fucking Danny LaRusso ever did.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a cool like little hint of like, you know, I'm here to win this thing, Danny. Like,
not just win it, but like, you know, like a
I want to rub it in.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
So yeah, so now we got Miguel versus Robbie in the finals, but it's an injured Robbie, so you feel bad for him.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit. I'm still rooting for Miguel. I'm like, Miguel, you beat his ass, buddy.
You know what? You're clearly emotionally charged. I didn't know who to root for.
I would say more emotionally biased.
Fine.
I'm full on. Miguel has to win this. But we were talking about this before. I didn't know who's going to win the finals going into it.
Yes. Right. I didn't know who. And like, I was like, when I was watching with my fiance and we were like, we didn't know. I was like, I don't know who to root for, babe. Like, you know, both of them have equal things at stake. Mm-hmm. I almost want Miguel to lose so that like his character arc in this, so he won't be a full heel and maybe losing will bring humility. But at the same time, like, is that like really what we want to see? A Cobra Kai lose again? And
right.
And like Robbie's growth is, you know, like he doesn't have much to gain by winning. Like, you know, like, so I out of curiosity, I was wondering where it was going to go, but also like, I wasn't sure who to root for. And my fiance was like,
also, we do need to mention that Danny LaRusso is now officially his coach into the finals.
Yes. He gives the name of the dojo, like from Miyagi-Do.
Yeah. So what was your fiance saying?
My fiance was saying, like, I want Miguel to win.
Hell yeah. She knows it.
Yeah.
He has to win. He was the main character, and then almost like the forgotten main character at the end.
Yes.
It almost felt like they're setting him up to lose.
Right, but he already lost his girl, and like he's, yeah.
Oh, and let's bring this up before the finals too, is that he has a talk with his former girlfriend.
Look, I'm sorry about what happened the other night.
You mean when you hit me?
It was an accident. I wasn't trying to hit you.
You shouldn't have been trying to hit anyone.
You bring some dude to the party the other night and expect me to be okay with that?
I expect you to act like a normal person. You don't even know Robbie, and you were trying to start a fight with him?
You have to strike first. You don't wait for the enemy to attack.
The enemy? Do you even hear yourself? I don't even know who you are anymore.
Just wait. Watch what I do to Robbie in the finals.
Yeah, and he...
trying to get back together, trying to apologize to her.
I want things to go back the way they were.
She's not having it, and he's like, I'm going to kill this kid. There's no stopping me.
Yeah, he was like, watch what I'm going to do to your boy.
Oh, I loved it. Eye. But, Bob, Miguel, you're going down the wrong path.
Right. That's look another good. Reason why I wanted him to at least, like, almost was rooting for him to lose. Or like, a part of me wanted that. It was like, I thought it might have been a way to humble him. But okay. Regardless. So, here's the defining moment. Here's, like, it's mirroring everything that happened in Karate Kid. But Johnny isn't Kreese. And he tells him, don't attack his weak point.
Which I don't agree with, but go on.
You don't agree with
that
strategy?
It's sports, man. It's sports. Like, yeah. You have to do what's best for winning.
Yeah, but like...
The thing is, Johnny got mad when Miguel did one dirty move.
Yeah.
Which was when Robbie knocked him down to get a point. Obviously, he has an injured shoulder. He goes to pick him up. And Miguel took that as like an insult. And he went up, pulled his arm.
Yanked it out.
Yeah. And like yanked on it purposely in like a dirty move. He could have lost the point. He could have got disqualified. Yeah, but yeah. Whatever. It was just to make him, to me, to be honest, at that point, he made him a heel. He was the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when Johnny Lawrence says like, oh, you don't have to fight dirty. You win this the right way.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that part made sense. But then to not attack the arm, like later when he attacked the arm, I got a point off that. And he was telling him no.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that coming from Johnny Lawrence.
His weakness, sensei, it's his shoulder. Look, I know we want to win, but it's got to be the right way. We don't have to fight dirty. Dirty? There's nothing dirty about winning, sensei. You taught me that. Don't worry. I got this. No mercy.
Like the don't do that?
Yeah, because
I'll defend it.
Okay.
The booking is two ways. First off, he kind of regretted. Remember, Johnny, back then, he didn't want to win that way. When Kreese told him, his face was like, ugh. He was horrified. Like, he didn't want to, like, attack that weak point. He wanted to win him clean.
Okay.
And then second, like, that's his son. Like,
gotcha.
You know, like, that, like, so, like, A, he wanted to prevent this from the same thing happening, you know, like, because like to him, it wasn't necessarily the losing, but like how he lost, how to win was like more important, and he didn't want like Miguel to go down that path. Like I think remember like it, Hawk be like being disqualified the way he was the first indication to Johnny that like maybe this was wrong. Like I've turned these kids into what I didn't want to be. You know, like the everything that bad to me that I was trying to prevent for these kids, it took it too far, and I saw how bad it can get, and it's happening. So he wanted to nip that at the bud, and like, you know, like Johnny is the one that's emotionally charged, and he had his Kreese moment where he shows that he's different than Kreese.
Yeah.
So the storytelling is like, don't do it. It's wrong. Like, win the right way. You're gonna regret it. Like, you know, like I didn't like that I had to do it. You're not gonna. And that's where we're kind of horrified because Miguel's like, no, this is a no mercy. Like,
yeah. But again, I agree with Miguel.
Yeah.
Because
because my fiance.
Because it was a legal hit. That's my argument.
You two are feisty, fiery Latinos.
I don't agree with him pulling on his arm because it could have cost him a point.
Yeah.
But when he kicked him legally in the shoulder and Johnny Lawrence was like, hey, don't kick him legally in the shoulder because that's not the right way to win. It's like, that's fighting. You don't watch UFC, bro? Like, you know, someone's got a hurt leg. You kick him
Johnny's
in the leg.
Johnny's emotionally charged, though, for multiple reasons.
Right. I don't know how strong they hint that it's because it's his son at the moment. It just seems like it's more him projecting, like, that's not the way to win. And it's like, I don't know. Personally, well, in that moment, I'm like, Johnny,
I hear you.
You're a pussy at this point.
No, but I hear you.
Because
like,
you're Cobra Kai. That's literally you're lining up kids to get punched in the face. Yes. And you're telling them not to hit a hurt shoulder.
He does care for his son, though. That's been established.
Right.
And like, I know. Like,
but then he's being biased in the moment. He's not being a karate sensei.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's enough meat for it to be both. And like think of it as an emotional thing for Johnny. Like, not only is it. What do you call, like, he doesn't want these kids to go down this darker path. It's also his son that, like, they're gonna hurt, like,
right?
So like he, like, it's like a, yeah, it's really good storytelling. Like this is really putting the, like, because the audience is feeling for Johnny, like, oh geez, like this is how he's gonna learn this lesson.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but now it's tied up 2-2.
Yep.
So it's time for the final hit, and then they just had a fair fight, but not really fair because he's injured.
Yeah.
And then eventually just beats him.
Yep.
Without further ado, let me present the trophy to this year's new champion, Miguel Diaz, and the Cobra Kai Dojo. Yeah! Anything you want to say to the people, son?
I just want to say that if it wasn't for my sensei, I wouldn't be here. So this is for sensei Johnny Lawrence and Cobra Kai. Yeah!
He won, and what do you call John? Like, he won, and like, you know, Cobra Kai's going nuts, and
but Johnny's
except
not.
For Johnny, yeah, Johnny's not. He rushes over to Robbie, and you know, like Robbie, he's like Johnny says, "I'm sorry."
He's more worried about the apology than actually celebrating, actually bringing Cobra Kai back and winning the fucking tournament.
Yeah,
he's more. Yeah, he wants to be a father now.
Yeah, he says he's sorry, and because of the character growth, Robbie says, "It's okay, Dad." He acknowledges, you know,
very like, quickly. Yeah,
yeah, like, you know, like I found balance, and then like Daniel kind of like puts him down. He's like, "You got what you wanted, Johnny. You won."
Yeah, it was all about you winning, right?
Yeah, and he didn't get to feel that victory.
Yeah, I guess he was wrong. Yeah,
right. He felt the mistake of like he had what he wanted. It's once again another character from the writing circle. The character goes on a journey. He gets what he wants, but realizes it's not what he really wanted.
Yes.
So, like Miguel won, and they're happy.
But an empty victory for technically the main character of the show.
But then also too, Robbie gets what he needs too, like, because he felt that he feels the sting of defeat, but at least he's got like his father figure, you know, Daniel to help him through it and just be like, I'm proud of you. And that's, you know, that's a beautiful moment too.
Yeah. I was definitely very satisfied with the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was as perfectly booked.
Yeah.
That you could book this karate, which yes. should feel obsolete at this point, a karate show.
Yeah.
It's just so fun, and it sets up everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, I have to watch a second season because I want to see what happens to all these characters.
Yeah, first the first thing, like, so the seeds that they're planting that they want to hook you into to watch up for a new season, because remember, like, they did the first season, they didn't know they were going to buy the second season, they didn't know how well it was going to do. Ultimately, they did, and the seeds were,
like the aftermath after the tournament's done.
Right, the aftermath was
there is some setup for a possible second season.
Yeah, the first one was that Daniel says he's going to open up Miyagi-Do and get recruit people to make a rival dojo to Karate Kai.
Yeah, with Robbie
being the star student.
Yeah.
And then Samantha starts, like, doing, like, decides that she's, like,
wants
to train.
She does, like, a bunch of impressive karate flips and kicks to let you know, like, she's back in.
Yeah, she's going to take it seriously. And then finally, like... what do you call it? Johnny, like, goes back to the dojo, and you see a not-dead Kreese.
Oh, right. He still has a sick heel face.
Yeah, for a 74-year-old guy, he looks great.
Yeah, he looks scary. He's smoking a cigar, and you're like... The thing is, I don't really get why he's back. Like, I know why. I mean, he's
fan service.
Nostalgia, fan service. But it's like, what does he have anything to do with Cobra Kai now that this guy opened up?
You know you're gonna watch season two.
Oh yeah,
Don't act like
but it's like
it.
Fuck that guy, Johnny.
Look, like,
Johnny don't need him back.
The biggest hook for me, and probably for you too, is, you know, those were the hooks that they're planting, the seeds that they're planting to watch the, like, what season two might be about, maybe, right? We don't know. We're speculation for you and me. It already exists. We'll find out literally in days, but for me, it was like the thing that I felt almost unresolved is, what's going to happen now? Miguel's a bad guy. Like, is he going to, like, how is he going to learn from this? How is he going to be a better person? How is Johnny going to take him? How's Johnny going to take him there? Is there redemption for him, or does he go further down in this heel? What about Hawk? Like, is he just a bad guy now? Does he get further bad?
And ultimately, so, yeah.
But ultimately, like, you know, like, but that's why I liked it, like, seeing Kreese, because it was like, these kids are on a path that's almost irredeemable, but it's not super late. And Johnny doesn't even know how to get them, like, you know, steer them back in the right area. And then meanwhile, here comes a guy who stood for the worst things to throw a wrench in the plan. So, like, yeah, like, the dramatic tension is set. Like, what is this guy going to do with these kids?
Yeah, I'm just assuming next season is Dojo Wars.
Probably.
Which I'm all down for.
Yeah.
They set up the characters. Yep. They're opening up a new dojo of Danny LaRusso taking the head of it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Dojo Wars, and yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the second season and talking about it.
Yeah, hopefully we see some new characters, and I don't know, it'd be nice to see some more because, you know, like, we're like, look dude, we finally got, you know, a brown guy lead who's cool, American, you know,
literally not a Mexican. They made him a South American guy, which is impressive. I'm like, wow, it's literally an Ecuadorian hero, like, in a show. That's pretty cool.
Everything we were wanting apparently existed 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh, right. We just didn't find it, yeah. It was on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know how to end it.
Quiet!
Is that what he said?
Quiet!
All right, we'll end it on that.